You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Now, the Portfolio Committee on Trade, Industry and Competition, so Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Trade, Industry and Competition, has said that they will approach the Competition Commission for a market inquiry into the aviation sector. This is quite an interesting time. They've accused airlines of exorbitant ticket pricing. Anyone that's trying to book a holiday any time in the last couple of weeks would probably agree with that, unless you got a really good Black Friday deal. But nonetheless, they've asked the Competition Commission to probe this, and these sorts of probes typically result in some hopefully implementable outcomes. I'm joined on the line by the head of competition law at Worksmans, Amor Burger-Smit, to take a look at this probe in particular, or this particular request from the parliamentary committee, and what implications it could have. Good evening, Amor. Thanks so much for taking the time. What do probes like this typically aim to achieve?
Evening, Jim, and evening to your listeners. Now, this is indeed an interesting step that we see coming from Parliament's side, because these probes normally, it's got significant results, but it originates from the Commission identifying a specific sector, like Parliament's now done, where they deem there could be potentially anti-competitive effects or practices in the specific sector, in this instance, the high prices that we've seen. So that then requires the Commission to officially launch such an inquiry if they wish to embark on that route, and they will need to publish a terms of reference that will actually put the boundaries there in terms of what they will be investigating or the inquiry will be focusing on.
Now, Amor, this isn't the first it's the first time that the Portfolio Committee has done this recently on this particular industry, but it's not the first time that we're seeing the Department of Trade and Industry get involved in things. Just last week, we saw them get involved in the Vodacom massive deal that was put on ice by the Competition Commission. Are we seeing a more proactive Department of Trade and Industry, in your opinion, at this point?
I think we see more stakeholders acting decisively on the basis of the competition legislation. We have to date already had 12 markets.
I think we just lost you there for a second or more. Are you still with us? You were saying that in the case of these sorts of inquiries, we are seeing a lot more stakeholder interest and a lot more involvement, particularly from the part of institutions or stakeholders like the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition.
Yeah, indeed. You know, I think the Department of Trade and Industry, or the Minister's Office, has played a significant role for a number of years in relation to matters. But we see them taking strong action, as you just mentioned, in relation to the Vodacom matter, where there are massive public interest benefits that the minister and some other intervening parties negotiated as an outcome of that transaction. But Jimmy, if we focus on market inquiries, you know, the legislation specifically provides for it. And the aim of that is to find a solution to market ills. And I don't think anyone will deny that the prices, if you try and book a ticket now for holiday, is very, very expensive. But you know, if you booked it 4, 5, 6 months ago, it was very affordable. So one has to ask yourself, from an economic point of view, is this pure supply and demand, or is it an actual fact, other factors that's influencing it? I tried to say earlier, when you lost me, that the Commission has already embarked on and concluded, or almost concluded, 12 of these market inquiries. And we've seen very strong outcomes, and in some instances a bit draconian from the Commission side, but those will definitely have an impact on the market.
Amor, you mentioned, of course, that this could be a function of a number of different things. I want to get your thoughts on that. Do you believe that the lack of competition, I mean, you specialize in competition law and you kind of have an idea of what ideal competition environments kind of look like. Do you think there's a lack of competition in the airline space? We have lost a couple of players in recent times. And do you think that lack of competition could be what's part of the problem here?
You know, if we read what was published in the media today, and also what the parliamentary committee said, you know, the demise of SAA, I don't think the demise of SAA was due to any competitive forces. If we think about Comair and Kulula lived through COVID, which saw a number of airlines globally experiencing financial difficulty. And, you know, if we actually evaluate the Comair demise and take into consideration that SAA owed them hundreds of millions of rand, that would have actually put the liquidity position of Comair in a completely different light if they were paid the civil damages that they were awarded. Where we stand now is, yes, we've got a very strong SAF airline, and we see Airlink growing and Lyft growing, and you know, we've seen more and more competitors coming online. But somewhere there is a balance as to how many airlines a country can carry. So you need economies of scale and economies of scope if you're talking about an airline and running an airline. And these are all factors what that one has to take into consideration. But there's definitely competition in the market. I don't think anyone can deny that. The last thing we do want is a monopoly.
And in looking at that environment and the monopoly, the impact on consumers, I want to look at the probe side of it. You mentioned, of course, that these probes are highly effective when done the way they should be executed. Do we expect that the timelines, though, will look differently? I mean, we've seen some investigations and probes take years. Some have been wrapped up within a couple of months. What is a kind of a safe timeline, considering that there's so many factors at play? There are external parties, there are local airline providers as well. Do we have a sense of, once the probe goes ahead, if it is to go ahead, how long we can expect for outcomes to be determined?
You know, this is a bit like how long is a piece of string question that I'm supposed to answer, because there's a specific rhythm. I always say it's like a dance. There are certain steps that you have to go through. The first point is the terms of reference, and there's a period always for comments on that, and then that gets settled. Then naturally, the parties are called on to answer certain questions and provide information. Then public hearings. And that's the natural rhythm of a market inquiry. And only after that, a draft report will be issued, and before, a final report will be issued. So there's no definite time frame, and the legislation doesn't provide for a definite time frame. There are varying factors that impact on how quickly one can do it. And I also think one of the major issues that the commission is confronted with is budget to conduct these market inquiries. And secondly, resources, because they are very resource intensive. And at the same time, the commission does have a heavy, heavy workload with mergers and acquisitions being notified to them and other conduct investigations and cartel investigations that they're busy with. So it is a regulator with quite a bit on their plate and limited resources.
So it could really realistically take quite a bit of time to achieve the desired outcomes, but at the same time, it is rather better to have a thorough process, I suppose, in place than to rush through it and come out with outcomes that aren't very desirable there. Amor, before I let you go, from a competition perspective, when looking at kind of the airline space, you mentioned, of course, that too much competition is not a good thing either. Enough competition, you kind of have to find that sweet spot around enough competition. In an industry like the aviation industry, where it is so expensive to run an airline, to run those sorts of businesses, are there other measures that you would recommend be looked at from an expert point of view around putting in place things that might lower the pricing, whether it's lowering the pricing or the operational costs, whether it's lowering the pricing of the airfares for consumers? Have you seen, perhaps from other regions, areas of best practice that we might be able to leverage on?
Well, what I can say, what we've seen internationally, is the concept of a price leader, price follower concept. And it brings us back to how many airlines and how many planes do you actually need in the air? Because if I've only got four planes and my competitor's got 20 and his price is sitting at X, there's no reason that I need to priced at X minus 10 because I've got so many bums that I can fit on my plane, and it's high season and all the flights will be full. So I might as well then just follow the higher price in the market. That is a reality, and that we've seen happening internationally. If the question is, what can we do to lower the price points of tickets, we all need to take note of that we pay quite a bit of tax on the airfares, and we need to look at the overall value chain in terms of where we can actually impact positively on the cost structure and the cost that the passenger at the end of the day pay for a ticket. And that runs through from AXA through to the airline, and we need to be realistic. We can't identify and pinpoint one market participant in a value chain and believe that's the cause of the problem. So I think it's a far more involved issue.
There might be a lot more to this than meets the eye. I think we'll certainly find out as time goes on where this inquiry goes. It's a good step in the right direction as a first step to at least have this probe be put forward. We'll leave the conversation there, Moore. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. Moore Burger-Smit, who is the head of competition law at Worksmans, joining me to take a look at the latest developments by the Portfolio Committee in Parliament on Trade and Industry, requesting that the Competition Commission probe the exorbitant airfares that we're experiencing in South Africa.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.